This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After passage of the Family Medical Leave Act of 1993, which provides workers at companies of a certain size with 12 weeks of unpaid leave, women are 5% more likely to remain employed, but 8% less likely to get promotions than they were before it became law. In a study of 22 countries, researchers found that generous family-friendly policies like long maternity leaves and part-time work protections in Europe make it possible for more women to work, but they were more likely to be in dead-end jobs and less likely to be managers. Charter Communications is reportedly near a $56 billion deal for Times Warner Cable in the wake of the failed merger of Times Warner with Comcast. Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia prohibit contributions from utilities to their elected regulators' campaigns. Some experts are expressing surprise that the financial penalties did not drive more enrollment of the uninsured under the Affordable Care Act of 2014. French peacekeepers for the UN, accused of sexual abuse of children in the Central African Republic, have still not been charged a year later. A student activist had been hanging for 3 days on an anchor chain of an oil drilling support ship north of Seattle to protest Shell's plans to drill for oil in the Arctic Ocean has ended her protest. Jon Stewart of The Daily Show developed a 5-week boot camp as a crash course to assist veterans trying to break into the television industry. He says, steal this idea, and the new hires are way less whiny than some of his hires. At the U.S. behest, the Swiss raided the International Soccer Federation, backed by an FBI investigation, and alleged widespread corruption in FIFA, and named 14 people on charges including racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracy. In addition, marketing executives from the U.S. and South America are accused of paying more than $150 million in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for media deals associated with major soccer tournaments. Cleveland Police Department has agreed to follow some of the most exacting standards in the nation over how and when its officers can use force in a settlement with the Justice Department. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.